not about religion. Can I tell you this? I do not have a religion. I have a Savior. Amen. And there's a difference, man. There is an absolute difference. So often when people meet me and they don't know I'm a pastor, we'll just talk normally. Then they say, well, what do you do? And then here it comes. I say, well, I'm a pastor. And they go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not. Well, and they'll invariably say things like, well, I'm not religious. I said, well, that's all right. Neither am I. What do you mean? I said, no, I hate religion. You hate religion? What kind of church you go to? The same one that Jesus started. You know Jesus did not like religion? By religion, let me define that. Religion is when people try to work their way into the favor of God and right standing with God. There is no amount of work you can do. And what the lie of religion is that if you do what religion tells you to do, every world religion, and including Christianity when it is perverted, tells you what you have to do to make yourself right with God. It's why every world religion, up against what Jesus did, falls. It's not that there aren't good things taught in every world religion. There are. Even Islam. Now, we obviously know that there's a side to Islam that is, it's bad when you tell people to kill in the name of God. Okay, well, can we agree on that? However, there are pillars in Islam that are not bad. Giving to the poor. There's a variety of things that, of being a charitable person that you can go right down to the line. There's many good teachings within Islam. There are wonderful teachings in Buddhism, Confucianism, any ism you want to talk about. There's going to be good, and in fact, let me say this, the teachings of Jesus, by following simply His teachings, that doesn't make you a Christian. It makes you wise, but it doesn't make you a Christian. See, what every world religion tells you what to do is in one form or another, and I'll include Christianity when it is perverted outside of the biblical teaching, it gives you a ladder to climb. And steps to nirvana, steps to eternal life, whatever. You can, whatever it's defined in whatever world religion, basically it gives you a ladder to climb. The problem with religion is when you get to the 40th rung and you think you're close, there's 80 more. Because the Scripture said, if you could purchase, if you could earn, if you could win your salvation, then Jesus has died in vain. He died for a reason. Because the sin debt that was owed mankind could not be worked off. It's not a debt you could pay. It's not a debt you could just go to work on and say, God, I'll go to church. I'll be water baptized as a baby. I'll be confirmed. There is salvation in no church. There is salvation in no church, any church, including this church. There is salvation in no pastor and no priest, including this pastor. There is not salvation in the act of water baptism. This is simply a public declaration of saying before all that I have received Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life, and I am not ashamed of Him. And I stand before all to stand in Jesus' name. Isn't that awesome? That I'm going to identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Water baptism is an outward evidence of an inward working. But what religion will tell you is that you can make yourself right with God. Now, not many people fall into that trap. I've talked to some. Then when you tell them about Jesus, they say, I have my own way. I'm not one of those kind of Christians. They know the kind of those kind of Christians. You either is one or you ain't one. And you can't work to be a Christian. You've got to be born into the family of God by receiving a Savior. So Jesus didn't die to start a religion. He didn't want you to have a religion. He wanted you to have a Savior because you needed saved. I needed saved from the debt and the burden of my sin that could never go away through my own effort. But you know, right on the other side of that, what is even more detrimental, what is even more dangerous, is when you think you've gone too far for God. When you think, the minute you buy the lie of religion, you're so far down, you look at a holy God, you just give up. How can I ever get there? How can I ever climb to get that far to God? And people just give up. You see, God didn't send a ladder down from heaven. He sent His Son. And that's why the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 19, the message that the church is commanded to preach is this, that we, God's people, should go tell all. Everybody say all. So this is for everybody. That God worked through Christ to reconcile the world to himself, that he no longer counts men's sins against them, and that we, God's people, should go tell the people, God is at peace with you. Jesus came to deal with the debt that I couldn't pay. And he said the message of the church is not go tell people where they're wrong. Go list the wrongs and the wrongdoings of people and say, if you'll do this and you should have done that, and if you'll do these 12 things and jump through this hoop, climb this ladder and do three tumbles, you can be right with God. It's not what we're called to do. As believers, we are not told that's not the message. The message is no matter how you find yourself today and no matter how you got there, whether you got there of your own choice or maybe circumstances in your life, no matter what brokenness is in your world, here's the message he said. You go tell them that God worked in Christ, and so much so that he no longer will hold your sins against you, so much so that God is now at peace with all mankind. And now we ask you to respond to that, for you to make your peace with God, not based on your works and your efforts or based on that I've gone too far, but to make that peace based on the fact that God did this for me. Jesus did this for me, and I'm about to receive a free gift. That's why it goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that God took the sinless Christ and he poured into him my sin and your sin. Then in exchange, he poured God's righteousness into us. You talk about the great exchange. A God who came from heaven to earth to bear the debt that I could never pay. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 6, he answered and said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life, and no one will come to my Father except through me. It was very narrow, incredibly politically incorrect. But the reason Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, is because salvation was not in his teaching, but in his person. Salvation would be in the fact that he would hang on the altar of a cross. Remember when John, at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, when he saw him, he declared, that is the Lamb of God. Behold him. He will bear the sin of the whole world. And Christ took my sin and bore your sin on the altar of that cross, was buried on the third day, arose again with the resurrection life. And he affords to you and he affords to me the opportunity to make him the Lord of your life and to receive the free gift of eternal life. See, the minute something becomes earned, it ceases to be a gift. Jesus is called the unspeakable gift in the Bible. A gift, the moment you do anything to get it, the moment you do anything to earn it, it ceases to be a gift. I'll give you an example. How many of you are married? Anybody ever, let's say your husband, you ever, I don't know, said something stupid in your marriage? Not me. And I have a very loving and forgiving wife, and so thank God for that. But, you know, sometimes stupid will come out of you when you're married. I'll go to this side of the church that's honest. Sometimes stupid will come out of you. Well, once, you know, if you really bite off something stupid, you might go get something and a gift. That's not a gift. That's a peace offering. But if you ever just show up with no reason, no provocation, you didn't do anything stupid, and no event, you just say, hey, I brought you something. That's a gift. That'll get you some serious points. It looks like the building's getting baptized right now, too. Aren't you glad you're inside? Jesus died so that you could have a gift. You can't earn this. You can't church this. You can't denomination this. You can't Victory Family Church this. You can't water. We can baptize you till you're a waterlogged. And you will not. That will not make you right with God. The only thing that makes a man or woman right with God is to receive Christ personally and willfully to make him the Lord of their life. At some point in the service, amen. Thank God for that. In a little while, I'm going to give you that opportunity to make that decision. But let's pray for you right now. Father, I pray for everyone here under the sound of my voice that I know that the very person of the Holy Spirit is dealing with the hearts of men and women, helping us to see that Christ is the only way to know you, Father, is to come through him. And so, Lord, I ask you to speak to every heart and to lift every life as we celebrate you in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for freedom in every heart and every life as we serve you. I thank you that, Jesus, you made us free. We don't make ourselves free. Thank you for your mercy, your kindness, and your grace in every heart and every life in this place. Amen. You can be seated. I want to take a moment and ask you a question about Jesus. Not about church, not about religion, not about what you think you may have done right or wrong. But I want to ask you about a Savior. If today your life ended, if your life came to a close today, and you stand before Almighty God, do you know what you would say? Would you go before His presence and say, Lord, I did my best. I tried to be a good person. I tried to not do wrong, and when I did, I was sorry for it. I tried to even follow the teachings of Jesus. Can I tell you this? That won't be enough. You could go to God and say, God, I was a member of a church. I was baptized. I was confirmed. All those things, none of those things are bad, but none of those things will make you right with God. You could tell them, I went to Victory Family Church. I never missed a service. I was there all the time. I even gave money. You see, I love the church. I love what it does for God. I love how we support and care for one another when we're in need. I love how we can help one another. I love the wonderful things the church can do. But the church won't make you right with God. Only by receiving Christ will that happen in your life. So if you're here today, would you bow your heads with me today? With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're here today and you don't know Christ as the Lord of your life, if today you were to leave this life and slip into an eternity, where will you spend it? Jesus Himself said there is a heaven and there is a hell. And He died to make you free. He died so that you could have the free gift of eternal life. And right now the decision is at your footstool. Is it your life? What will you do with Jesus? He said, you're either for me or against me. Can I tell you, I know by the power of God and by the word of God what's happening to you right now. If you're not certain that you've ever received Christ, yet you believe Him to be the Savior of the world, you believe Him to be the Son of God, died on the cross, buried, rose from the dead, yet you're not certain that you've ever personally invited Him into your life to be your Lord and to be your Savior. Right now, the Scripture says that the very Spirit of the living God, God Himself, by the power of His Spirit, is coming and dealing with your heart. Billions of people on planet Earth, and yet the Creator of the world is singularly dealing with you right now. And what you do in this moment is not up to God, it is now up to you. What will you do? Will you receive or reject Christ? There is no middle ground. Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. The act of receiving Him is willful, and the choice not to is willful as well. And God will honor your choice. But I would submit to you today, Christ died to give you new life. And I'd ask you, what will you do with Him? With every head bowed, every eye closed, you'd say to me today, Pastor John, I want to receive Him as the Lord of my life. I want to accept Christ as my Savior. And I'd ask that you would include me in a prayer to do that. In a moment, I'll ask you to do something as simple as to acknowledge that you desire to receive Christ through an uplifted hand. And this whole church will pray that prayer out loud and together with you, right where you're seated. But can I tell you this? Your salvation is free, but what brought your salvation to you and to me was not free. You'll lift up a hand and receive a living Savior. He stretched out His hands and they nailed Him to a cross. And the Bible said they took the sins that were against you and nailed them to that tree with Jesus. And when you receive Him, your past is gone. You become a new creation in Christ. A new person altogether. By making Jesus the Lord of your life. And that's your decision right now. As every head is bowed, every eye is closed, you'd say, Pastor John, would you please pray for me? Include me in that prayer. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Right where you're seated right now, would you boldly lift your hand high so I can see it? And we'll pray for you. Do it right now. Be bold about it. Lift it high. Thank you. Hands are going up everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can put your hands back down. If you've not yet raised your hand, say, Pastor, include me with those many, many, many people that have just done so. I want to be in that number. I've not yet raised my hand. Include me in that prayer. Lift your hand up high right now and I'll pray for you as well. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. One last moment. Say, Pastor, include me in that prayer. I've not yet raised my hand. I want to make Him the Lord of my life. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Anyone else? Has their bowed eyes are closed? Wonderful. If you raised your hand, or you should have, pray this out loud where you hear it with your very own ears. Pray it out loud where you hear it. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to You in Jesus' name. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He died on a cross to bear my sin debt. I open the door of my heart and the door of my life. And Jesus, I invite You in. I receive You now to be my Savior and to be my Lord. Thank You for coming. I am now a child of God. My sin is washed away. I am now heaven bound. And I boldly confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life. Amen. Would you give them a hand?